going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I got to give him some grief. He put something up there on the TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
He's walking.
Are you on TikTok?
No, I saw it somewhere else. Right. He's walking along.
Where in the world are you getting TikTok?
Yeah, called the internet.
Where is Jeff
Phelps? He's walking along the beach.
Okay, I saw it.
Doing a selfie type thing.
Yeah, he does talking. A lot of those.
Yeah, that's great.
Meredith, Jeff's getting TikToks off the internet.
Beach.
Everyone gets their TikToks on the internet. That's where it lives.
There it is.
Oh,
thank you,
damn,
MK.
You just got dissed. Wow. Meredith, Jeff's watching TikTok.
Meredith, we're done.
It's not about it being on the internet. It's the fact that the words TikTok came out of so done. Jeff's mouth.
Well, see, that's a funny thing about TikTok is that you don't actually have to have the app because most people will upload everything to Instagram Reels anyway.
Mm.
So anything that you see on Instagram Reels is something that probably went viral on TikTok 6 months ago. And then those will then get posted on Reddit or Twitter or Twitter or whatever, you know, 3 months later.
It was the same day, Jeff.
I still have a hard time understanding why people feel a need to share every bit of their lives.
If you start dancing on the TikTok, we're going to have an intervention.
That would be fun. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
That would have to be behind a paywall because I know a lot of people would pay big bucks to see that.
I can certainly understand.
Have you ever thought about getting a fans only account?
Anthony Castrovince. What are you talking about, Andy?
Oh, okay.
Anthony Castrovince from MLB.com was just with us. And Anthony brought up the middle of the infield. And
sorry, while we're cracking up.
I followed that one up with him and said, you think this has any long-term possibility? And Anthony basically said, if not, they'll do something else. And, you know, that's the aggravating and yet confidence building aspect of this team. You know, I kind of wish it was just flat out, okay, we have a guy like Jose Ramirez playing shortstop.
Yeah, that's not working.
Or we got a guy like Jose Ramirez playing second base. They don't. And, you know, at the start of the year, it was Brian Rocchio and Gabe Arias over at second base. And Arias was like, all right, well, he's out of options. What the hey? Let's see what he can do. And now he's moved over and is the starting shortstop, and Schneeman's playing well. And if it doesn't work with those guys, all right, well, Martinez is going to get a chance, or maybe Rocchio comes back. Maybe Bazzana continues to get better, and he gets up here sooner rather than later. Or Brito's thumb heals up, and he's back here.
Do you think that general managers kind of like it this way? I mean, really, look at the Guardians lineup, right? Kwan, yeah, you're not really messing with what he's doing.
There are no questions there.
Ramirez, there's no questions there.
There's two. Keep going.
I'll wait.
Yeah.
And in some ways, do you think the front office...
Carlos and Manzardo, DH and first. They're both locked in.
That's still interchangeable.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my point is do you think that in some way, that if you're running the Guardians and you're... I don't want to say you're running it lean, but everyone knows, payroll-wise, I mean, compared to the rest of the Major League Baseball, they're running it lean, that you kind of want it that way. That it's okay that you have all these interchangeable positions. I mean,
you mean so you don't have to pay guys?
Well, it not necessarily that, but you also, like Bazzana, okay, so they draft him number one overall. So you clearly know that they're trying to create a path for him to get to the majors, and probably going to be one of those guys that would fall into a spot that would be a permanent spot. But as long as you are still hiring scouts and have a scouting department and have minor leagues to fill, you're always wondering what a guy who's not in the bigs is going to look like when they get to the bigs. And if you're vested in the front office in a guy that they drafted last year in the second or third round, or over the other years, you kind of want turmoil, I think, at the top of the lineup. Yes or no? You want your players that you've brought in to get the opportunity at some point to be able to play at the major league level. We're not the Yankees. The Yankees don't, or the Red Sox or the Dodgers, that if they want to fill a need at a spot, they're just going to go patch it up with some cash. That's not us.
You know what I think?
And that's not a lot of teams in Major League Baseball, too, that I think listen to the way we do things.
I think what they would ultimately want, Andy, is players in pre-arbitration years to really kick butt and just say, that position's mine, and not give it up. That means they're economical and producing. And then when you get into the arbitration years, or if you're the Guardians, sign them before they get there, and, you know, as they did with Tanner Bibee, and, you know, sign them up and you take care of that and lock up some guys. I would think they would prefer that rather than having interchangeable parts and keeping your fingers crossed that whoever happens to be there is producing well enough for you to win.
Well, the other part of it is, too, I mean, it gives you the opportunity to ride the guy that has the hot hand. Schneeman stays hot for a little while, then goes cold. Okay, well, maybe we flip things around. What are we doing with Marti? I don't know. What are we doing with Arias?
I would rather have Jose Ramirez in a slump knowing that he's going
to
come out of it.
Yeah, I would like to be able to walk in the ballpark and know what 1-9 is going to look like every day. But I don't know that that's necessarily the best thing for the Guardians front office. Dan?
I think he wants you to talk now.
Well, I think, am I talking blasphemy here?
No, because every...
Saying that, that front offices might actually enjoy the turmoil of not having someone holding a position.
The thing is, a lot of teams, it's not just the guards. I mean, even big market teams are starting to play a little bit more with platoons and that stuff.
Yeah.
The versatility of position play is becoming a thing.
Absolutely. And so I think that's just modern baseball, is that you're going to know who, on a Friday night, you're going to know six guys that'll probably be in the lineup, maybe seven depending on the team itself, and then the other two will be some kind of a platoon that'll play whoever the starting pitcher is, and you'll see the other guy pinch hit midway through. I think that's just the way that these teams are now starting to operate. I don't think it's a bad thing. You know, more jobs, more people. Isn't that your thing? You should be going nuts on this.
Yeah, no, I also think that, if you...
Expand the rosters.
I'm not about expanding the roster. I think if you're a general manager, you want to be able to play chess.
Right.
You know, it's...
I'd rather play checkers knowing that I've got kings all over the board.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you want that, there's a team in Los Angeles that would love to have you buy a blue shirt.
That's why I said you got to make it happen in these pre-arbitration years and then sign them up.
It's the dream situation. Like I think right now...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I could say, you can't say 100% on anything. 99.8% of Guardians fans would be like, Stephen Kwan, here's your 8-year deal. Please never leave us. Like, I think you could go out to say 90, maybe 85 to 90% of Guardians fans would like to go, Travis Bezzana, here's your 9-year contract. Never leave us.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Like, I think we would all like to live in this world.
Too soon for me.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to go Jackson Churio yet.
Again, you're a part of the 12% that said no, right? I said 88.
Yes. Okay. Something like that.
Thanks.
Oh, that's fine. Anyway, but like we would all love to live in this world where you bring these guys up and then you have them in your lives for 10 to 12 years. Like, that's awesome. I wish that's how baseball worked. I wish that's how the Guardians worked. Be awesome. That you could look at somebody and go, that guy's going to be in my life for the next 12 years. I'm going to enjoy for 12 years watching that guy be able to man, let's say, Francisco Lindor in shortstop. It would be really fun to have that. It's just not the case.
Now, the way that Andy's talking about and, you know, having the guys in interchangeable and somebody gets hot, I think this stat feeds that. You know, this team right now, and they're playing good ball, right? I mean, they're right there. They're one of the best records in the American League. They have only 5 guys hitting above 221. That
you shouldn't look at average.
I know you always.
There's 3 300 hitters in baseball.
I know, but that's still something.
Like he's just.
It's still something.
Instead, I think I saw that this morning in Yahoo's newsletter that there's 3 guys hitting over 300.
There are only 7 guys with an on base percentage or with an OBP. Excuse me. That's over 289. So, I mean, the offense is struggling, yet they're still doing things. And so I look at this team and I just think, man, if they could just find a couple of guys, Andy, who do what you said, where it's just get hot and, you know, you're cheap, you're here, you're young, whatever you are, and you're doing the job. Because they're doing really well right now. If they could just find 2 or 3 more guys, because as you said, you got Kwan, you got Jose.
Can I correct myself real quick on something?
Yeah.
Sorry. So it is guys, this is out of Yahoo's newsletter this morning. This is guys with at least 3,000 plate appearances with a 300-plus career batting average. That's what it was. And it's Freddie Freeman, Jose Altuve, and Luis Arraez. That is it.
Yeah.
On guys that hit over 300 with 3,000 plate appearances.
And Arraez isn't hitting like he usually does, but he was injured.
So, really no, there are more players than that hitting 300 this year, but that was the thing I saw on Yahoo. So, my apologies. Sorry to cut you off.
It's all right. This team, to me, is just screaming a couple of guys really lock into something because they're playing well, and yet I think you're seeing plenty of guys on the field who aren't doing a great job. You know, they're holding down the fort. But imagine if a couple of these guys warmed up a little bit. Like, what if Nolan Jones started hitting? And Nolan right now is not swinging a great bat, but we keep hearing the metrics are good. He hits the ball hard. He's come on a little bit recently. You know, if Gianmarco Noel can be that guy. I mean, I think the team is just screaming for a couple of guys. And then look out, man, because they're playing pretty good ball right now, despite the fact that they don't have offensive players who are doing a great job.
The one thing that I find curious is it does feel like they're playing pretty good baseball right now, but yet over the last like 2.5 weeks, they've slipped from first place, and it feels like every week they're losing a game right now. For whatever, I know, don't look at the standings right now, and I know better than that. It just feels like they're slipping.
I'll just add a little.
Good ball.
Yeah, I'll just add a little context. The Tigers are playing really good ball.
No, I know.
The Royals pitching staff has been really good. The Twins, I think, are gonna. They're coming on. They're 11 straight.
They've won 11 straight.
Well, I think that's gonna stop because I think Correa got banged up
and Buxton.
And Buxton got banged up.
They collided.
Mm-hmm. And I think both of those guys being banged up might lead to IL time, and especially with those two their pasts. It wouldn't shock anybody if those two ended up in the IL for a period of time.
But it's still about the Tigers, right? Right now, we're going to be chasing the Tigers.
Oh, yeah. Since Spencer Torkelson learned how to hit.
Yeah.
I mean, they did a great job sitting down with that guy and figuring out how to get the most out of him because he went from being one of the worst hitters in baseball in 22 to becoming one of the best hitters in baseball. I mean, he's killing it. Kerry Carpenter's killing it, too. And Riley Green. I mean, there's a lot of talent on that Tigers team that's finally coming to the majors.
And see, that's the difference between that team and our team. Because honestly, I think you look around the Guardians lineup and you think, okay, they're getting it done. But there are very few guys on this team who make you think, man, we got a star in the making here.
But this Guards team never went into the toilet, though.
No, which is a credit to everything, the entire organization.
Absolutely.
See, that's the point.
That Tigers team went into the toilet for a good period of time.
They were bad. But that, to me, is a credit to what this team is doing right now. All the way around. I think it's impressive. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Andrew Siciliano, play-by-play for the Cleveland Browns, going to join us right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.